I'm here with one of the teachers from the go-to tech day today, Mrs. Strong, who's had a fabulous time in with Apps for Good and Raspberry Pi and a Scratch session too. And I really wanted to get to chat to one of the teachers here to see what they thought. So we've got kids coming up to us as we're standing here. So, Mrs. Strong, did you have a good time today?
Yes, it was fantastic. The kids have enjoyed all three workshops. It was really interesting to see them just explore and experiment with the technology. And it was, I suppose, obviously being older, it was interesting to see how adaptable they were to the different styles. Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah, that's interesting. Because the Apps for Good people have only done it with 13-year-olds is the youngest they've done it with before, so this is the first time they've had like 7, 8, and 9-year-olds, and they said it was fine.
Wow, seeing some of the ideas that they came up with for the problem app.
Yeah. Do you remember any of them?
I do.
Yeah. So what?
I loved the work checker. Yeah. My teacher was amazing.
So what did that do?
It was an app which enabled the children to photograph their a piece of work and then edit it themselves. So looking at word checkers.
Yeah.
So it would be a spelling checker, a punctuation checker. So for a teacher, that is the way forward.
It would be perfect. It would reduce our workload by I don't know how many.
So we wouldn't need teachers
anymore.
Absolutely,
it would be perfect. And there was also a homework reminder, which was obviously quite good for parents and teachers, I think.
Yeah. Oh, no, definitely for me, I have to say.
Absolutely. No, so it was brilliant. I think just seeing them just working within teams as well and just bouncing ideas off each other, it was really, really, it was lovely to see. And sometimes some children that perhaps are quiet normally actually just really putting their ideas forward and feeling part of something, which
really
was lovely.
Really good. Yeah, we like that. So how about the programming stuff with the Raspberry Pi?
It was really good, and it was really interesting to see actually the children sort of learning from their mistakes, because obviously children, they'll rush ahead quite often and not always be careful when reading instructions. And this is similar because obviously they had to read the code very, very carefully and then replicate that within. And sometimes obviously they'd not know why the errors were coming up first off, but then after they'd done it a couple of times, they were spotting where they'd missed off a bracket or they'd missed off a space.
Oh,
and the sense of pride, I think, when they actually achieved it was nice to see as well.
Wonderful. So. Oh, that's really cool. Thank you. So this was GoTo Foundation's first event in partnership with Intellect. Do you think other schools might be interested in this sort of thing? Do you think it could run everywhere? Or?
Well, I don't see why not. I mean, obviously we've got children from ages 7 to 9, so they are quite young, but they were able to access all three workshops, which are very, very different technological skills. And I mean, they're all smiling now and they're talking about it. So,
do you think it should be part of the curriculum?
Oh, why not? Well, the thing is, though, technology moves along really quickly, and I mean, you look at them in class now; they know more than, in some cases, they know more than we do, and they're learning so much at home already. So we need to keep along with the times, really.
Yeah.
And this is what this is now. So, I really enjoyed it.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
What was that?